Hashem created the world in 6 days. The world as it was essentially formed a barrier between us and Hashem, because this world is a Hester.
It disguises Hashem. It disguises the kindness, the awesomeness, the power of Hashem. The world is a physical place, and physicality inherently blocks out the spiritual and therefore makes it difficult to perceive Hashem. And if a person immerses himself in physicality and he immerses himself into this world, that gives the ability to sin and forget Hashem and thus suffer and suffer frustration and suffer pain. And this is all the outcome of Hester Panim, when Hashem is disguised by nature, by the world. But once Shabbos came, as Chazal say, Ba Menucha, rest came to the world, which means that all the physical properties of the world cease to exert such influence upon us, and we can immerse ourselves in Shabbos, its holiness, its purity, its honor, its delight, its einik. And through doing that, then we effectively begin to feel the presence of Hashem through His kindness. So in essence then, Shabbos is the Midah of Malchus. Shabbos brings into the darkness of this world the oneness, the dominion of Hashem, which is the Yichud Hashem, which is the purpose of the Midah of Malchus. The world before Shabbos was simply physical. After Shabbos, it reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it reflects Malchus Shemayim. And thereby is doing exactly what Midah Malchus is to enable, to bring to fruition, to its purpose, all the other Midas. And there are two aspects to this. Number one is the fact that Shabbos was the ultimate purpose of the world. It was the goal of creation. As we say, Tachlis Shemayim V'aretz. This is the purpose of the heavens and the earth. Until Shabbos, the world was mundane, and it lacked any vestige of holiness. But once Shabbos came, as Chazal say, what was the world missing? Ma haya ha'olam chaser. Menucha, the world was missing menucha. And ba Shabbos, ba menucha, Shabbos came, and menucha came. So it means is that the whole world was missing this menucha, which means there was such a tumult of physicality that Hashem was getting disguised, and the whole purpose was being lost. And now when Shabbos came, there was a menucha, there was a rest from all this physicality, and the world was transformed into a place of holiness and closeness and dveikus to Hashem. And in this way, Shabbos completed the creation of the world. That's how it's tachlis Shemayim V'aretz. But the second aspect of Shabbos is that not only did it introduce spirituality into the world by enabling the world to be this vehicle that now expresses Kvod Shemayim, but Shabbos also introduced a level of holiness which is more than is possible during the days of the week. It's a unique level of holiness, and this is the concept of Malchus, which we had been explaining, which it is Keser. It's that a king is above and beyond, a step above the common folk. He can do things that no one else can do. A king is unique, and Shabbos is unique as well. Shabbos brings a Hashroas Hashchina to this world, an opportunity to connect to Hashem, with Hashem, with Dveikus, which transcends what's possible during a weekday. And these two concepts are both mentioned in regard to Shabbos. It's called Tachlis Shemayim V'aretz, the purpose of the heavens and the earth. And the Pasuk also says, Uveirachta mikal hayamim, uvikidashta mikal hazmanim. You blessed it more than all days, and you made it holier than all other times. And these are the two aspects. One, that Shabbos is the purpose and the fulfillment of creation. Only through Shabbos is Hashem's presence and the Malchus Shemayim recognized in this world, and thus Shabbos infuses spirituality into the world. That's Tachlis Shemayim V'aretz. It's the purpose of the creation of Shemayim V'aretz. It fulfills the purpose of the world and completes the world in that way. But number two, Shabbos itself is holier and more blessed than any weekday. It's berachta mikal yamim, it's more blessed than any day, and it's holier than any other time. Just as a king is above all others, is greater than all others, and can't be compared. He's unique. His strength is awesome, and it can't be replicated by anyone else. Likewise, the Kedusha that's available on Shabbos, that's here in the world on Shabbos, can't be replicated on a weekday.